and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? This is the time you're waiting for. The announcement of the winners of the speech contest organized by the Provincial Office of Education in collaboration with ETA, English Teacher Association. Let's start from the second runner-up. It goes to Gilang Pratama from SMP Immaculata. And the runner-up goes to Tamara Werdi from SMP 3 Surabaya. And the winner is Kayla Ananta from SMP 1 Yogyakarta. Congratulations to all the winners. Now, would you please Gilang, Tamara, and Kayla come to the stage to receive the rewards from the committee.
Hello guys, how's everything? Pretty well, right? Good. Sobat Pintar, pelajaran bahasa Inggris untuk siswa sekolah menengah pertama kali ini dengan judul Congratulations. Wow, it's interesting, isn't it? So, don't miss it. Well, students, in this program, you will learn about some expressions used to congratulate someone and how to respond to it. Please join this interesting program. Stay tuned. Sobat Pintar, kali ini akan dibahas bagaimana kita mengucapkan selamat kepada orang lain dan bagaimana pula meresponnya. Selamat mendengarkan.
Still there? Why?
I'm waiting for my father. What's the matter?
I heard that Mr. Rudy called you this morning. Is there anything important, Kay?
That's right. Mr. Rudy asked me to represent our school. There's a speech contest.
Really? Wow! That's great! Congratulations!
Thank you. But there are a lot of smart students joining this contest. Do you think I can do it?
Come on, Kay. You won several times at SAT contest. You should be optimistic. I believe you'll win.
That's right, Kayla. We always support you.
Okay, thank you for your support. I'll try hard and do my best.
Good. Have a great contest. I'm sure you'll be the best.
I hope so.
By the way, when will the contest be, Kay?
Oh, still 2 weeks to go. It's on the 24th December.
It means that you still have enough time to prepare for it.
Yep, pray for me, okay? Oh, my father has picked me up over there. I must go home now. Bye, see ya.
See ya.
Sobat Pintar, dari dialog antara Elza, Kayla, dan Aldo, kalian tentunya dapat mengidentifikasi ungkapan-ungkapan yang digunakan untuk mengucapkan selamat. Supaya lebih jelas, mari kita ulangi. Coba dengarkan baik-baik ungkapan Elza berikut ini.
Really? Wow, that's great! Congratulations!
Sekarang dengarkan ungkapan Aldo berikut.
Good! Have a great contest!
Sobat pintar, ucapan congratulations kita gunakan saat kita mendengar keberhasilan seseorang. Sedangkan ucapan have a great contest kita gunakan saat kita ingin mengucapkan selamat mengikuti lomba. Harapan semoga berhasil dan sukses. Ucapan memberi selamat kita berikan untuk tujuan dan harapan yang positif. Untuk lebih memahami percakapan tentang memberi selamat, mari kita dengarkan percakapan berikut ini. Please listen carefully.
Hi, are you Tom from SMP 3 Surabaya?
Yes, you must be Aldo, right? Ha, long time no see. How are you?
Very well, thank you. What about you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Do you join the speech contest too? Wow, your English must be excellent now.
No. I just accompany my friend, Tamara Verdi. She's one of the best students in our school.
Oh, I see. She must be smart. And her English must be fluent, like Kayla's.
You were right. Tamara often joins English contest and wins.
So does Kayla. Hey, tomorrow is Christmas Day. You usually celebrate it with your big family, right?
Oh my god, you still remember that?
Of course I do. So?
So, we'll celebrate it tomorrow evening.
Very nice. Merry Christmas then.
Thanks. Happy New Year for you. May God bless us.
Sobat pintar, dari percakapan tadi, kalian dapat mengidentifikasi ungkapan-ungkapan lain yang digunakan untuk mengucapkan selamat. Supaya lebih jelas, mari kita ulang. Dengarkan ungkapan Aldo berikut ini.
Very nice. Merry Christmas.
Sekarang, dengar ungkapan Thomas.
Thanks. Happy New Year for you. May God bless us.
Sobat pintar, untuk mengungkapkan selamat dalam bahasa Inggris, tidak selalu dengan congratulations. Tapi, kita bisa menggunakan berbagai ungkapan tergantung pada event atau peristiwa dan situasi yang kita hadapi. Misalnya, Selamat Natal, kita ucapkan dengan Merry Christmas. Selamat Tahun Baru, kita mengucapkan Happy New Year. Selamat mengikuti lomba, kita mengucapkan dengan Have a great contest. Dan untuk meresponnya, kita dapat mengucapkan kata thank you atau thanks. Nah, berikut ini adalah dialog yang terjadi di tempat lomba pidato. Coba dengarkan baik-baik. Please listen carefully.
Aldo, I've been looking for you. Where have you been? Let's go to the hall. The speech contest will start. Kayla is the first participant. You know that?
Okay, let's go there. Hurry up!
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming to the English Speech Contest organized by the Provincial Office of Education in collaboration with ETA, English Teachers Association. For all the jurors and the participants, welcome to the contest. Okay, now let's begin with the first participant, Kayla from SMP1 Yogyakarta. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Kayla.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Kayla from SMP1 Yogyakarta. On this occasion, I'd like to talk about how to learn English effectively and efficiently. Ladies and gentlemen, is there anyone in this world who doesn't want to be able to speak English well? I don't think so, because no one will deny that English is an international language and it's widely used around the globe.
Nah, Sobat Pintar, tentunya setelah semua peserta selesai berpidato, tiba saatnya untuk mengumumkan para juara. Berikut ini adalah percakapan antara Shirley dan Kayla saat mereka sedang menantikan pengumuman. Mereka saling memuji penampilan masing-masing. Dan siapakah pemenangnya? Mari kita dengarkan.
Kayla, you perform well. And your speech was perfect. Fantastic. I'm sure you'll be the winner.
Thank you, you're too.
Look, someone goes to the stage. She's ready to announce the winner.
Yes, that's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? This is the time you're waiting for. The announcement of the winners of the speech contest organized by the Provincial Office of Education in collaboration with ETA, English Teachers Association. Let's start from the second runner-up. It goes to Gilang Pratama from SMP Immaculata. And the runner-up goes to Tamara Werdi from SMP 3 Surabaya. And the winner is Kayla Ananta from SMP 1 Yogyakarta. Congratulations to all the winners. Now, would you please Gilang, Tamara and Kayla come to the stage to receive the rewards from the committee.
Sobat Pintar, ternyata pemenang utamanya adalah Kayla Ananta. Teman-teman Kayla langsung memberi selamat dengan mengucapkan "Congratulations Kayla, we are very proud of you." Yang artinya adalah, "Selamat Kayla, kami sangat bangga padamu." Sobat Pintar, selain ungkapan tadi, ada beberapa ungkapan lain yang dapat digunakan untuk memberi selamat. Misalnya, Merry Christmas, Selamat Natal, Happy Valentine, Selamat Hari Valentine, Happy Birthday, Selamat Ulang Tahun, Happy Wedding Anniversary, Selamat Ulang Tahun Perkawinan, Have a Nice Weekend, Selamat Berakhir Pekan. Nah, saya harap kalian sudah paham. Okay, students, you have learned about congratulating. Now let me repeat some expressions about it. Please listen to me and write them in your LKS on Task 1. Sobat pintar, dengarkan ucapan selamat yang akan saya sampaikan. Tulis ucapan-ucapan tersebut di Task 1 pada LKS kalian. Congratulations. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Birthday. Happy Valentine. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Wedding Anniversary. Have a great contest. Have a nice weekend. Happy Lebaran Day. Nah, Sobat Pintar, kalian telah mempelajari ungkapan untuk memberi selamat. Bagaimana dengan responnya? Tentunya saat orang lain memberi ucapan selamat, kita akan merespon dengan ucapan terima kasih. Untuk merespon ucapan selamat dalam bahasa Inggris, dapat kalian gunakan thank you, thanks, atau thank you very much for saying so. Sobat pintar, kalian telah mendengarkan banyak contoh dan penjelasan tentang ucapan selamat beserta responnya. Untuk latihan, sambil mendengarkan dialog berikut, lengkapi dialog rumpang yang ada pada LKS Talks 2. Oke, kita mulai dengan nomor 1. Listen carefully.
Look, Tom, I got a reward from school for my best achievement.
Congratulations! I'm very proud of you.
Sekarang dengarkan dialog nomor 2.
Your voice is so beautiful. No wonder if you win the singing contest.
Thank you very much for saying so.
Sekarang dengarkan dialog nomor 3 antara Mrs. Eva dan Shirley berikut ini.
It's the 22nd of December, isn't it?
Yes, happy Mother's Day, ma'am.
Thanks, dear.
Well, students, have you completed the dialogue on Task 2? Good. Now let's go on to Task 3. Sobat pintar, silakan buka LKS kalian di Task 3. Dengarkan dialog berikut. Lengkapi dialog rumpang yang ada dalam LKS kalian. Listen carefully.
Happy birthday, Elsa! I hope you'll be happy and healthy forever.
Thanks, Aldo.
I heard you won the news reading contest yesterday. Congratulations on your success. I'm proud of you.
Thanks for saying so. Guess what? My aunt asked me to go abroad with her next week.
Really? Oh, great! Have a nice trip then.
Thanks.
Sobat pintar, kalian telah mendengar beberapa contoh dialog tentang ungkapan memberi selamat. Sekarang cobalah berlatih untuk mengucapkan selamat kepada orang lain berdasarkan situasi yang ada di LKS Task 4. Number 1. It's the 1st of January. What would you say to everybody? Number 2. Your sister has graduated from the university with an excellent grade. What would you say to her? Number 3. Your father just bought a new car. What would you say to him? Number 4. It's December the 22nd. What would you say to your mother? Number 5. It's the most memorable day for your parents. They will celebrate their 20th wedding anniversary. What would you say to them? Well, students, do the task given and discuss your answers with your teacher after we end the program. Then perform them in front of the class. Sobat Pintar, kerjakan dan diskusikan jawaban task 4 tadi dengan guru kalian setelah program ini berakhir. Kemudian, presentasikan di depan kelas bersama teman. Sobat Pintar, kalian telah belajar bagaimana memberi ucapan selamat atau congratulations. Penggunaan ungkapan-ungkapan selamat tersebut perlu disesuaikan dengan peristiwanya. Misalnya, congratulations on your wedding, yang artinya selamat atas pernikahan Anda. Merry Christmas, yang artinya selamat hari Natal. Happy Valentine, yang artinya selamat hari Valentine. Happy Birthday, yang artinya selamat ulang tahun. Happy Wedding Anniversary, yang artinya selamat ulang tahun pernikahan. Have a nice weekend, yang artinya selamat berakhir pekan. Have a nice sleep, yang artinya selamat tidur. Enjoy your stay in this new house, yang artinya selamat menempati rumah baru. Dan masih banyak ucapan selamat yang lain. Bagaimana dengan responnya? Ketika kita menerima ucapan selamat, kita dapat meresponnya dengan mengucapkan thanks, thank you, atau thank you very much for saying so. Nah, Sobat Pintar, semoga sekarang kalian lebih paham bagaimana mengungkapkan ucapan selamat dalam bahasa Inggris. Sekarang, silakan membuat percakapan menggunakan ungkapan tersebut bersama teman kalian. Sebagai latihan tambahan, kerjakan task 5 dan task 6 di LKS kalian. Keep on trying and keep on studying. Demikian tadi program audio penunjang pembelajaran bahasa Inggris yang dikembangkan Balai Pengembangan Media Radio Yogyakarta, Pustekom, Depdiknas. Sampai jumpa.